Welcome to On the Drive. My name is Cindy Lawrence, and I am super excited to be here with my buddy of like 20 years, Cindy Sarver from the Parts Department. Say hello, Cindy.
Hey, everybody.
Cindy and I met many years ago as we were working at Mercedes-Benz at Greenway in Houston. We became friends.
Yes.
We knew each other, right? We palled around, but we really didn't become really good friends until we both changed locations and started to work for the North Side.
You were stalking me.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that
anymore.
You
were following me everywhere I went. I know it.
And then something happened, and I guess I got discouraged and moved to Florida. We're back together again.
I gave you a top 10 of reasons why you shouldn't go to Florida. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. What were some of the reasons?
Lousy Mexican food.
Now, that is the number one reason why I should have stayed in Texas.
No, the number one you should have stayed in Texas is because I was there.
Oh.
Hello. Yeah.
And with that, we are going to cheers with our ice water.
What? This is supposed to be ice water?
Mine is.
Huh.
Anyway, so I am excited for us to be here today. Today, we're going to talk about a little about each other. We'll probably throw in some jibber-jabber here and there. But really, we thought it'd be a great time to talk about car hacks. So I'm Cindy from the service department, right? And I would, of course, be the one that's greeting all the customers. And then Cindy Sarver is on the part side of the dealership, right? So in some entities, we work for the same company, but we're two different departments. But Cindy and I had an amazing friendship. So
we were going to do car hacks.
Yes, let's do some car hacks.
And I found one of the most amazing things, which everybody, I'm just slow to the party. I got a wireless charger because my phone quit charging. I don't have to unplug my phone, take it out of the carrier, get out. I just grab and go. And it's in a magnetic carrier.
Oh, I think I've seen those. On the back of these phones, they have the
yes.
little circle back there, right? So
yes.
that's probably the charging.
A lot of people have them and don't use them. I have it at work. I just throw it on there. You don't have that stupid, annoying plug. And I have mine set up at work, at home, in my car, and I never have to deal with cords anymore.
So the car hack with the phone charger, it's already attached to the car
yes.
and charging, and then just as soon as I come in and lay the phone down,
yes.
it just magnetic goes yep. and starts charging.
It doesn't quite make that kind of luscious sound, but it does.
Awesome. But it makes some kind of contact sound, and now it's charging up the phone
yeah.
and things of that nature.
So convenient.
Easy on and off. I love it. There was also one that you were telling me about, which definitely fits for me because I do a lot of traveling. Sometimes I'll travel 2 hours and I'll be in a suit and I just don't want to drive with my jacket on.
Oh, yeah.
So isn't there some kind of special coat hangers? Because there's 1,000
oh, yeah.
different car accessories out there, ladies and gentlemen. Some of them, like we talk a lot about in this program, you get what you pay for, right? When you go into
yeah.
Temu and you order from overseas, you don't even really know sometimes when you get it, what you ordered, and you got to figure out the use for it.
Right.
But some of them, they're flimsy. They maybe only hold one hanger. So tell us about some of the nifty coat hangers.
So I ended up getting 4 different versions because the first version I got was, let me get the metal one because that's going to last forever. I did hang it around my headrest.
Okay.
Post.
So and then it was in the back seat, right?
Well, you can switch it from the front seat to the back seat, but the problem is switching it to the front, if you have some passenger come in, it jabs them in the back of the neck.
Depends on who that is. That
yes,
could be inside.
If it's someone that you didn't care about, sure. But also it creased the leather on my seat
oh.
to conform to it. But it was really handy. I'd switch it to the back, hang my
okay.
groceries on it and everything.
Oh, that's a great idea. So you put them over the headrest,
yeah.
they hang in the back seat, and now it's my purse. Oh, it could be even for my purse, a jacket.
Yes.
Any type of.
But those sucked, so I had to get rid of them. So then.
You had me going.
I know.
Those are in the trash, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We've moved on.
Yes, many moons ago. So I got the other ones that I thought would not put the crease in my seat, which were the plastic ones.
Okay.
But the depth of the valley that you can hang things on was very shallow, so my purse handle kept falling off. So ixnay those. Those are gone.
And one thing in Miami, it is a cultural sin to have your purse on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Floorboard, floor, whatever. So that can't happen, right?
It slides everywhere.
And it does.
But
and if you're in Texas, so, you're your 44 slides out.
And I drive an SUV. Yeah, my gun kept falling out. The ones I like the best are the leather ones.
They had leather ones.
Leather ones did not harm my leather seats. They had a deep enough valley in them. And if my customers wanted to come in and sit down, it didn't hit them on the back of the neck and stab them, so they didn't like me. So I like those the best.
Okay.
And price-wise, they're about the same. They're all about the same. And you can get the leather ones in different colors so they match your interior.
Oh, okay.
So everybody save your money. Just go straight to the leather ones. I can't straight give to you the brand names because they haven't paid me yet.
You can tell she's in parts. Some other great item that I found is a small wrapped up like foam, but it's covered in material. So it sits between my center console and my seat, right? So, and they come in pairs. They come in 6 inches and they're about 2 inches round and you just shove them down there, right?
So they're covers for the valley of no return.
The valley of no return. Yes. Where all the junk, your pens, maybe French fries go to live.
You eat in your car?
Not me, but I've seen it on TV. Yes, I eat on. I think we all, some at one point or another, at least have one meal in the car, right? Because I drive a lot for work.
Are we still talking about food? Okay. I have had an adventure with those, too, because I got 3 different ones of those.
Okay. Love to hear them. I got one.
You got one? But they make custom ones that match your car, which are okay, except the material. I didn't like the way the material was. But that possibly was the best. They make another type, and it completely circles your belt buckle.
Okay.
They make another one that is notched for your belt buckle.
Yes. And it feeds its way through, and then it covers everything.
But it still left a gap between my belt buckle and my center console. And then they have one that has a deep notch, which I think might have been for trucks, that didn't have as much of a gap. But those two were universal. And that's fine. The material out of the custom ones, because some of them it was like a plastic material, and I didn't like that.
You'd want it to leather or some type of fabric you can just squeeze it in there and just get a good tight seal. Because it's not only, even if you don't eat, right? And like we said, most people eat. But even if you don't eat in your car, there's a lot of things that can fall in there, right? And so some of them you may never care to get back again, like your American Express card. It's probably very safe in the crevice of that. But sometimes customers will lose objects, and then they will get caught in the seat track. Sometimes a customer will come in, and this one person, I can't move forward and backwards. This is crazy. We keep the car for 2 days. We get it diagnosed, and we call the customer and go, where's your phone? He's like, how did you know I lost your phone? Because I found your phone. You're without your phone. You damaged the phone. You damaged the seat track. So when you lose something in that great valley, it's not just the object you lost, but it can also do a lot of damage in there. There's a lot of seat control modules underneath there sometimes, right? There's a lot of electronics that go in there. So I encourage you to look at several options. They're easy to install. They're worth every penny. The first time you drop your American Distress card and it doesn't go down into the pit.
But there's something You'll for that happy. Customer, too, Cindy.
There is? Tell me more.
Tell me more. There is one that keeps things from falling into the valley of no return that has holes in it. So you can put your French fries and your ketchup right
there. No, you don't. Do they really?
Yes, they make them to have little cubbies in them, too.
Because those people do eat in their car. That is their kitchen tables. Honey, hand me the kitchen table in the back. We'll set it up. We'll have dinner on I-95.
Yes, you can dip your nuggets in your ranch while you drive.
So what other great car hacks do you have?
You know what?
What?
One thing that's really hot right now is you're having your car has its own wallet.
Oh, yes. You were showing me that last night. Tell us all about that and tell us maybe where we can get one.
So it's just like a little wallet, portfolio, it's a little bit bigger. And it has little folders, cubbies in it that are clear. So you put your registration, your insurance, maybe even business cards.
It's like a long, an envelope size, legal envelope size wallet that opens up.
And some of them actually have clasps where you can put other things in it. But mine, I put my registration, my insurance, I put business cards. Just suppose, we don't want it to happen, I was in a wreck, my phone's got, God knows where my phone went, but I need to get my dealership information, and who remembers phone numbers anymore?
Nobody. And especially if our phone is now somewhere in the depth of hell underneath the car seat.
It's probably, between the seat. And I put all information and business cards of things that might be
your insurance agent, maybe a body shop that you have used or you yes. could use your service advisor.
Cindy Lawrence's phone number.
Cindy Lawrence's phone number. I am in service. I'd be more than happy to help. Give me a ring. But you could also put maybe a copy of your insurance.
Maybe I'm knocked unconscious and someone needs to get a hold of a loved one. So, you know, you put your ICE in case of emergency contacts in there. And anything else. And maybe $50, $100 in case of emergency or a Visa cash card.
I like it.
Yeah.
Just a small billfold wallet, some type of containment of important documents for anything, right? No matter where you are, even if you lose your wallet somewhere, you've got some of that information that you can
even refer a copy of your ID just as a backup. And then if you ever notice all the papers loose in your glove box and you pull your registration out, it's all faded. And so whoever it is that needs to see it, it would be protected in that little wallet. I think you should get those, Cindy. Why don't you have some made with your logo on it?
I will. I will. Just need to win the lotto. Yes, absolutely. Car wallets are great. Clothes hooks, clothes purse hooks, and then the little compartments. But let's talk about some maybe car hacks for the service side of it, right? So working on the service drive a lot, customers would come in and they would want touch-up paint. So touch-up paint really needs to be sold by VIN number because all white is not white. All black is not black.
We have 10 or 15 blacks, 5 or 10 whites. Yeah, they're different.
And a lot of times when you go in with your vehicle identification number, the parts person can look it up and can identify what exact paint code you need. But now you've got this bottle, and it looks like an extra long, skinny version of the old whiteout. Maybe mascara a little bit, right? It twists off. You pull out, and it has a very small paintbrush, almost as we would see with whiteout.
Whiteout or nail polish that you've spilled in the car.
Exactly. So the trick with putting on touch-up paint, yes, you can take the brush and you can wipe it down and try to get the majority of that paint off. But the real trick is go get a matchbook. And it's a matchbook, not a matchstick, a matchbook. And you pull one of the matches out. And that frayed end, it's not a frayed knot, it's a frayed end. And you take that and you dip it into the bottle.
Yeah.
And then you touch it.
Carefully, yeah.
Carefully on there. And touch-up paint, ladies and gentlemen, is not a factory paint job.
No,
you will
it's a
Band-Aid. Be able to, right? So I used to share with customers, when you use touch-up paint, it's going to look like whiteout on paper. You can see it. You know it's there. Maybe other people don't know, but it's really there to help a little bit cosmetically, but most important so it doesn't rust up.
But if you're careful, clean it good, put a couple small applications, you can pretty much fool the common eye.
Absolutely. So that's a great car hack. Matchbook, not a matchstick, matchbook, and a dab will do you. Let's see, what other? Oh, pantyhose. So in the automotive industry,
what are you doing with pantyhose?
We have a lot of use for pantyhose.
I gotta hear this.
So back in the day, now this is old school. This is now we really have serpentine belts, and these belts loop in and out of the engine. But back in the day, we had a lot of just V belts, right? So when your belt would break, a V belt, a regular belt, was just running two pulleys, and that belt would just circulate on two pulleys. So if you broke your belt, which a Volkswagen Beetle would do quite often. I owned one, and the trick was you would keep pantyhose in there, and you would take it, and then you would tie it and tie it real tight, and a lot of times that was enough force for a week or 1,600 engine that you could at least power the motor.
Were they—
Now, I never did that.
Were
that
they control-top pantyhose? Were they sheer-toe pantyhose?
This was a long time ago. I don't think we had any of those special features. They were just pantyhose.
Okay.
And pantyhose can be something that can be very strong like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the next car hack using pantyhose is a cleaner. So if you have, like in Texas, we have a really bad love bug epidemic, in spring, right? They just come out and you go, especially outside of Houston or outside the city limits, and your car is just nailed.
Why do they call them love bugs, Cindy?
I don't understand the question. Anyway, these bugs that are flying through the air and they hit your paint, these love bugs, if left unattended, can cause a lot of damage to the paint. They actually pit through the paint, and those are some of the things. Sometimes you get rock chips, but a lot of those damage is done by the love bugs, right? So to get the love bugs off, you have to have a little scrubby-dubby.
But you have to have pantyhose while you do this? I don't understand how the pantyhose work into this. You're wearing pantyhose while you're washing the car?
No, you have the pantyhose in your hand and use the pantyhose to clean
the love bugs.
Yes, as a sponge. So you use something that is, it's very durable, but it's very soft, right? It's got a little coarseness to the pantyhose.
What kind of pantyhose are you wearing?
I don't really wear pantyhose. That's going to come to
course.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. That I have definitely used. I know a lot of people that use them because they're fairly inexpensive. Sometimes I worked at Pro-Am for a long time. I know we're going to have Cliff Garner on this show. I can't wait to talk to Cliff.
Yeah.
But
I understand. I'm sorry. Those are soft material.
And we would sell those sponges for $7, $10 20 years ago, right? So you can go get a set of pantyhose for relatively nothing, a buck or two, right? And that is the type of surface. And if you want, you can put your hand through there and you can wax on, wax off like the Karate Kid.
Be there when your neighbors see you doing that. I would love.
It's not
you good. Got your hands through the pantyhose, cleaning the windshield.
No, we're not cleaning the windshield. We're cleaning the paint.
Well, how do you do that?
You use the pantyhose, Cindy. I don't wear pantyhose, and she does. And I've got to explain pantyhose. This is the utmost of embarrassment, I think, for both of us.
I'm messing with you.
All right, so tell me a little bit about some more of the hacks that you've got, because everybody wants to hear about my pantyhose.
Yeah, because what is it that you have to do? So also, I like the trickle chargers.
Oh, the trickle chargers. Especially here in Florida. I've lived here for about 10 years. This area has a lot of snowbirds, people that travel. Customers will leave their vehicle here, maybe on the East Coast, the West Coast of Florida, mm-hmm. and then they go back home, Canada, Ohio, New York. And then they leave their car here, and their car, over time, it sits. When they come back, it's got a dead battery, and then they got to get it jumped, they got to reset all the modules, blah, blah, blah. So this trickle charger, and a lot of manufacturers sell a trickle charger, which is probably the best route to go. There might be some great ones that you can buy aftermarket, but the trickle charger is either plugs into the wall, or sometimes you can direct wire it into your outlets and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And it basically just trickles a little bit of power over a long period of time mm-hmm. to keep your vehicle a little bit energized. And so customers would say, Cindy, I turn off the car.
Yeah.
But there's so much that the car has to remember, right?
The car is still drawing a little bit of power to keep the memory of the modules.
The modules, and the seats, the radio stations, everything's electronic.
Yes. And some of them have auxiliary batteries that help with that. But mainly, you're still consuming some power there. But yeah, trickle chargers are awesome. Especially if you get the ones, if you lose power, and then they automatically, when the power comes on, they cycle back on. Or if you hardwire, it's got there that bunch of snowbirds, that would be better.
Yeah, so you think a couple $100 for a trickle charger? They're not $20 right out.
It'll pay itself off if you don't have to keep replacing your battery.
Absolutely, because once your battery goes dead and then it gets brought back to life and then it gets drained and it gets brought back to life, that reduces the battery life.
Yes.
In addition, there's an inconvenience of your time.
Yeah.
Even if you have roadside assistance that through your manufacturer or insurance company that will come and jump the vehicle, it's still your time.
Yes.
You come back and maybe at the airport, et cetera. So trickle chargers are a great investment. If you have a vehicle, maybe it's a vintage car you keep in the back, you don't drive it that often, or if you have more than one home, which I don't, but I get the idea. Anything else that we can share with great car hacks?
I don't know. Have you ever used Rain-X?
I have used Rain-X. I love Rain-X. Back in the day, I used to have a 1967 Volkswagen Beetle, and my wipers went bad. And of course, being young and broke, it took me a little while to fix them. But I used Rain-X to put on the windshield, and it definitely helped.
Yeah.
It's actually incredible. When you put that on, it just starts to rain a little bit. It just dissipates and it clears. In a heavy downpour, it just sheets off. It's very clear. Now, one hack that I heard a long time ago, and I don't even know how I heard this hack, probably because my wipers were broken and I was 16 with no money. But you take the potato, you cut it in half, and then you would take some of that, the liquid from the potato. Now, to me, that would look crazy and it would have a film and all kinds of other things.
You
then
must
you might need to
put
the pantyhose after
I
that.
Swear to God.
But yeah, there was. We've moved on from potatoes and we now have Rain-X. Rain-X is a really great car hack.
But the reason, have you ever used Rain-X in your shower?
No.
I put it on my shower doors on the inside.
That's smart. I love Rain-X. I'm just chiming in.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God.
I love Rain-X. It's so good.
God. So, what do you use it for? This is Janine, our producer for this show and every other show. She makes magic happen.
I put it on my side view mirrors, too.
And I haven't done that. I only put it on my windshield. I'll do that on the side mirrors.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Because sometimes they fog up and you can't see, or you go too long without washing your car, but you can still see out of your side view mirrors and the shower. Yeah.
Oh, how about the driver and the passenger front windows? You know how we have that condensation, right? And sometimes we can roll the windows down and up and the weather belts will catch it.
You should put it on all your windows, even the back.
I'll have to call Brian and get a bottle of Rain-X.
Oh, but you really know someone gets Rain-X?
I do.
Really?
Brian actually.
You know everybody, Cindy.
Not everybody, but I'm working
Pretty
on
much.
It. I'm working on it.
But that company's fairly new. They've been established in 1972, so that's pretty cool.
So it's relatively a new product.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So to wrap up today's session with On the Drive, we've had a great discussion talking about car hacks. Some of those car hacks, touch-up paint, right? How to properly install touch-up paint with a matchbook for touch-up pantyhose, the use of pantyhose. And Cindy, why don't you give us a recap of some of the stuff that you would encourage?
Oh, the covers that keep all your French fries from falling into the valley of no return. And then we have the bridge, yeah. The purse and the bag hangers. The leather's the best. And please get wireless phone chargers. It will change your life.
She's going to hook me up. Before I hit AI, I'm hitting chargers.
We're going to hook Cindy up so she can really come back, step into the real world. And then everybody's going to get a trickle charger to help out with their extra cars or motorcycles, too.
Absolutely. And so this is how parts and service, Cindy and service, and Cindy and parts can come together, give you a couple car hacks, making the world come a better place, a cleaner place.
Hopefully.
There's some departments, service departments and parts departments, there's a little
jealousy.
Jealousy, maybe. We can come together a little bit better, but Cindy and I definitely have done a great job bridging that with all of our colleagues.
And skip to the dealership to the service drive. Yay.
Absolutely. And I'm sure Cindy's going to join me for more than one podcast. So with that, thanks for being on the drive, and I'll see you on the drive. Thank you for listening to On the Drive. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. It'd be absolutely awesome if you left us a 5-star review. I'm Cindy Lawrence, at your service. I'll see you on the drive.